Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. All you got to do, Renegade Nation, is enter the promo code RENEGADE or call 1-800-889-6817 for these great specials. That's 1-800-889-6817. Use the promo code RENEGADE.
This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Okay, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie, along with
Lady L.
And we're here having, fun, trying to have fun with all the nonsense going on. Don't forget MyPillow. Go check it out. What is the keyword? I forgot.
The keyword is Renegade.
Renegade. So listen to the commercial. It'll be in the front of the show. That's right. You already heard the commercial because I'm talking about it. That's how messed up I am today. Hey, Paula, thank you for the pretzels. They are absolutely
great.
They're really, really good.
Thank you,
good.
Paula and Paula.
Yeah, Paula and Paula. I will be over there with the spaceship to pick you two up tonight, and we can go out and party.
Ooh, party.
We're going to go to Mexico.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at the migrants coming in.
Oh, no.
That'll be fun. Anyway,
it would be fun.
There's a lot of talk about the Alec Baldwin shooting, and I just want to say a few things, and we'll get into it just a little bit because everybody's talking about it. But here's the bottom line, Renegade Nation. There's no gray area. You never, ever point a gun at somebody you don't want to shoot.
Wow.
Always assume it's loaded.
Wow.
The woke-tard gun morons need to leave their perfect fairy tale land and realize we have a Second Amendment and gun safety classes are a must for everyone, especially if they didn't go through the military, as guns aren't going away. If the retards have their way, the only ones that will have guns will be the criminals.
Wow.
And I said this right as I heard the story. Why in the hell did he point that gun at that woman?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny with me because they said he was against guns. He's anti-gun.
Yeah, he's anti-gun, but he picks up the gun.
And points it.
And points it, but you have to make sure, even though if you trust the person that gave you the gun or you don't trust the person, basically you don't trust the person, you need to check the gun out to make sure there's no ammunition in the gun. This is what they teach you at gun classes. Well, he is an anti-gun freak.
So he doesn't have any training.
And anyway, he thought he was being really cool. I can just imagine what they were doing on that set. You know, they're Hollywood. They're better than you.
Yes.
And there he is pointing the gun at this poor woman, and he pulls the trigger.
Wow.
All right, if that was you, Renegade Nation, if that was you, you'd be in jail right now.
Jail right away, under it. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot to point a gun at a woman at that point. But they also said on his Twitter account that he would long to imagine shooting someone. And I'm like, wow, they could really use that against him. And he's old. He's an old guy. So, I would just hate to see him going to jail, but he pointed that gun, and I don't know the ramifications of he had it, somebody gave it to him. The prop person is supposed to be in charge of that and check it out, but they said it wasn't during, I'm thinking it's during the set. They said that they had been finished filming, so I don't know if he was messing around, laughing, or joking, but to pick up the gun and shoot somebody.
Well, what's going on right now, Lady on Renegade Nation? They're blaming everybody else. Have you noticed everybody else is getting blamed? This guy, that guy, this girl, everybody on the side, blah, blah, can't go on and on and on. But he had the gun. He pulled the trigger.
Yeah, he did.
You can try to blame everybody else. It's everybody else's fault. You don't point a gun at somebody unless you're going to shoot.
That's
true. And you got to make sure when you have the gun that you check the gun out. Make sure there's no ammunition in the gun. I was a gunny in Vietnam, I know, on an ammunition ship. I know this very well. Better than most criminals. In fact, all criminals.
Yes. That's why you're so dangerous.
That's why I can't get one.
You are really Richie Randy. Yeah. You can't even get a gun because you're dangerous.
I was a gunny in North Vietnam in the Gulf of Tonkin, and I belonged to the Tonkin Yacht Club.
Whoa.
That's right, badass.
Total badass.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just telling you, Renegade Nation, don't listen to all this malarkey and bullcrap that's being sent around. This one, that one, do. No. You pick up the gun, you point it at somebody, and you pull the trigger. You are criminally in trouble.
Wow. Well, one of the lawyers told him that he was in trouble.
He's in trouble. I'm not even a lawyer, and I can tell you that.
See, he's with the woke community.
That's right.
Renegade Nation, don't be surprised.
Where's the wokesters at?
Yeah, don't be surprised that he walks right away, and that girl is just going to get money on a...
Well, talking about
criminal.
Money, you're talking about money, you're talking about huge civil lawsuits here.
Yeah.
I mean, they could wipe him clean. Which they should.
Well, he better get ready because this is not no slam dunk unless the woke community saves him. They may save him just like they've been saving Joe Biden and Hunter.
That's right. Now, the Renegade Nation, if they do save him, you know the end is near. You just don't shoot somebody.
We all know the end is already near.
The end will be really near if he gets away with this.
Yeah.
But he's been a louse on Twitter. He's a moron. I can say all kind of names, but I get in trouble by people. But anyway, the bottom line is that he is responsible for what he did, and you need to be a man. You need to grow up and be one. Oh, that's right. You're a little sissy. That's what I forgot.
But why is it they... A lot of people say he's really nasty.
He is nasty. Yeah. He's very nasty. Yeah,
oh, very
Twitter,
arrogant.
Yeah. He's arrogant, you know. Hey, you know who I am? I'm better than you. I step on you. You're a piece of garbage.
The John Wayne syndrome.
Yeah, the John Wayne syndrome.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting away from all that nonsense, and it's on the news. You hear it all over the place. It's on. We'll get into Facebook later about what's going on with that mess. But I want to talk to you about something that I've seen plenty of times in my life about UFOs. Okay, there was a story in the Sun. That's in England. And it's a former Air Force chief claimed that he saw a UFO. Now, listen to this, firing four beams of light at a nuclear missile undergoing testing. And this was in 1964, Renegade Nation. He's finally letting it out because back then, in fact, I saw one when I was in Vietnam in 1969. I saw these two lights go right over the ship. And I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but the guy that I was with was on the fire watch. And the guy that I was with said, don't you ever, ever say anything what we just saw. There was no noise in the middle of nowhere. And these two things, whatever they were, flew right over us. And we saw it. And I'm not going to get into the rest of the story. But anyway, back to this guy. He's a ex-first lieutenant in the United States Air Force. He's giving his testimony on how he captured a UFO on film. But despite his claims of what he saw, Renegade Nation, the former serviceman was ordered never to breathe a word, just like I was told, don't you ever, ever, ever say anything.
That's what I was thinking when I read that article.
Yeah.
That the same thing happened to you.
Yeah, same thing happened.
Wow.
And the guy that I was with said, don't say anything. Because if we would have opened our mouths back then, we would have been put in a mental hospital for the next 30 years because we saw something we weren't supposed to see. That's what this is about. Now, back to this. Along with other former American Air Force chiefs, Dr. Jacobs is his name. He was giving clear evidence about how aliens tampered with weapon systems during tests at nuclear bases and even shut down the missiles. They even shut the missiles down, Renegade Nation.
Wow, that is crazy. And that, not just in one place. They went to two or three of them.
Yeah.
And bothered their guns and their missiles.
And there's been more sightings over the last couple of years, Renegade Nation. Giving his testimony at the National Press Club in D.C., he said, I was part of a U.S. Air Force cover-up. It was shaped like a flying saucer and was firing a beam of light at the warhead. On September 14th, 1964, he was in charge of a 100-man unit. Jacobs had been dispatched to Big Sur in California to photograph with high-speed instrumentation at an Atlas D missile launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base. And this is because all three stages of the rocket's powered flight were to be observed, including the separation of a dummy warhead on the edge of space. But the next day, Jacobs, now a professor at Bradley University, said he was called into the office of Major Florence Manstrom, whatever, where the three people in gray suits were standing. The gray suits.
The CIA.
Ooh. I'm scared.
I'm scarred.
The gray suits. Ooh. Oh, God.
Oh, they're coming to get you.
And so when the three gray suits standing there, he later claimed were the CIA, but who knows who they were.
Could have been aliens.
It could have been aliens.
Wow.
He said, Major Mansman, whatever his name is, said, Lieutenant, sit down and watch this. Then he turned the projector on, and the most amazing thing happened. And you know what it was? We could see the bottom three stages of the rocket filling the frame from 160 miles away. It was amazing. The clarity was beautiful, and we watched it go through all three stages of powered flight. The nose cone opened up, the radar shaft, aluminum foil spread out. We were testing to see if we could launch a nuclear warhead into orbit slightly above the nuclear shaft so the Russians would aim their anti-missiles at the shaft and our little warhead would fly over and obliterate Moscow.
What a trick!
That was the game we were playing. Horrifying to think about it in retrospect.
No, they didn't.
But suddenly, from the frame, he claimed that they saw an object following the test missile, which was traveling at 8,000 miles per hour.
Ooh, the aliens are here. We are not alone.
The UFO was said to have homed in and fired four beams at the warhead. Jacob said that it flew out of the frame the same way it had come in, and at that point, the warhead tumbled out of space.
It tumbled out.
We got better things to worry about, Renegade Nation, than our goofy planet with all the nut jobs on this place. There's been more alien sightings over the last few years. And like I've always said, Lady Al.
Yes.
We were put here. No, not me. I'm different. But you were put here because you've been a bad person.
I'm not a bad person.
They put you on a beautiful planet that we're ruining. And I think the aliens.
We didn't ruin. I didn't ruin nothing.
Yeah, you ruined it by being here.
Oh, no. Well, thanks a lot, Richie Randy.
It's a joke.
I know.
Anyway, it goes on and on about this article. So I'm just letting you know, Renegade Nation, that we are not alone.
You might think
I'm crazy. Everybody calls me crazy. But I've seen quite a few in my day.
Oh, no.
In fact, I saw one right here in Vegas with Lady L.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. And every time I bring it up, people look at me like I'm so weird. Okay, yeah, whatever. When the thing
We did see one. It was terrifying, too.
And
Renegade
you did.
Nation, it was terrifying.
Well, the story goes, Renegade Nation, what happened was I was out on my patio with my pool by the Renegade Studios, and I was sipping some wine and smoking some marijuana.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, I looked up in the sky, and I saw these two beams of light, and they were actually going into each other and moving forward, and then they were merging into each other. Merging would be a better word, maybe merging.
It was the scariest thing I think I ever saw in my life.
Well, anyway, so after this was going on for a while, I came in to get Lady Hell, because Lady Hell was here. We were having a dinner party,
mm-hmm.
and she said I was crazy and nuts. And so I said, come on outside. And then when we came out, it was gone. So I said, okay, maybe the next time. But I did tell them to come back before the party was over. So then about 3 weeks later, I was outside again, and guess what? They reappeared. And they were talking to me. So I ran in and got Lady L.
Oh,
and Lady
boy.
L came out, and I said, they're going to take you away.
To the funny farm.
To the funny farm. There they are. And she was aghast.
I was aghast.
And you're Scott. And she couldn't believe what she was seeing, right, Lady L?
I could not believe it.
They were racing.
They were playing with
they
each
were
other.
They were playing with each other.
They were in and out, and then they were back and forth, and then it was like little race cars going back and forth.
And then it was real bright white light with no noise.
No noise.
And they weren't moving. They were going in and out like really slow. It's not like a plane or a jet or anything else. It was really weird.
When you see it, you know it's not an airplane. And from now on, I look up and I know when it's an airplane and when it's a UFO.
So I think we better start behaving ourselves on planet Earth, because I think if you don't start behaving, and they're the ones that put us here to begin with, really, because we don't get along, and everybody's fighting, and everybody's better than everybody else, and everybody's shooting people and doing all this crazy stuff, and blah, 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 goes on and on. People are starving. It goes on and on and on. But we all have to be happy. And we can't be that way because everybody has an ego and everybody has to be better than you. And
yes.
Everybody, I'm better than you.
And
I'm,
you're better than me.
And I'm better than you.
And I'm better than them.
I am better than Joey.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about him.
Yes.
An idiot.
Yes.
All right,
that's terrible.
Okay, so what's next on the list, or should we take a break, or what are we going to do?
We can take a break.
We'll take a break.
Yeah.
I just thought, Renegade Nation, that'd be very interesting for you. And I'll put up the story, too, so you can look at it yourself. But this is a guy that's, why would he lie? I mean, you know, he saw something that, see, back then, Lady L, if you said something like that, like I was told,
yes,
you're in the funny farm for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Because they are going to keep you quiet. They don't want anybody to know about what's going on here.
No linking there. They're not leaking any information about UFOs. And every time they say that so much is going to come out and we're going to see some stuff, and then it's always such a letdown. Then they turn around and say, we don't know if that's a UFO or not. So they never stand up. And they play it up so big, and then when they come out with the information, that was the U.S. Testing. And I'm like, come on, get real.
Well, Lady L, just recently, four U.S. Navy pilots from an aircraft carrier saw a bunch of UFOs having a good time up there. And it was reported, and it was on the news, and then and then all of a sudden it just disappeared. Nobody, oh God, we can't scare the people of the planet Earth. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll be continuing our conversations. You're listening to Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie.
And Lady L is here.
And we'll be right back.
This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk
Radio. Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie, along with Lady L. Hi.
Hello. How are you, Richie Randy?
I'm doing all right, man, with this crazy world that we live in. And the first segment of the show, I hope everybody enjoys it and enjoys Renegade. Get your T-shirts, Renegade Nation.
Yes.
Be proud. I wore my Renegade T-shirt in the supermarket the other day, and some girl came up to me. She goes, who are you? Which one are you? I said, I'm Richie. She goes, oh, I love you.
Oh, how nice.
I was so excited.
Ooh, I know you were.
Anyway, I won't get into it. I don't want to get in any trouble. Anyway, go to RenegadeTalkRadio.com. You go to the girl, the picture of the girl with the T-shirt, click it, and it will take you right to the Renegade store and get whatever you want.
Wow.
It's all right there.
Do they have hoodies too?
Huh?
Do they have hoodies too?
Yeah, they got hoodies, coffee mugs, T-shirts, whatever you want. It's all right there. All you got to do is go there, check it out. And if you don't want to put Renegade Talk Radio on there, you can put Let's Go Brandon.
But we need to put Renegade so it
doesn't
can
matter.
Spread out.
It doesn't matter. You can put anything you want. You can design it yourself as colors, whatever you want to do. So check it out. Now, there's been a report. It's not a report. It's true. Fauci's NIH division, the people that are better than you, the people that are smarter than you, the people that will take care of you, partially funded insects eating beagles alive. Now, you're not hearing too much about this on the news because we've been told to be good people. This is in Breitbart, and it's all over the conservative networks. But you don't hear this on the mainstream media. We had people come in the other day, and we were talking to them, and they were really nice, and they were, you know, from back east. And we asked them, very simply, do you know who Hunter Biden is? The two of them, who are in their 30s, had no idea what the hell we were talking about.
None at all.
So you better spread the word out that there's a lot of people out there that do not know what's going on, and they're going to get hurt, and they're going to be really pissed off, Renegade Nation. But anyway, back to this Fauci thing. Reports are saying that Dr. Frankenstein's Division of National Institutes of Health, the NIH, partially funded an experiment, listen to this, of insects eating beagle puppies alive, has sparked bipartisan outrage on Capitol Hill.
That was just mean.
They need to fire that. They need to fire that idiot.
I mean, Renegade Nation, you should see these two beautiful beagle puppies. They are so adorable. And for them to actually do what they did to these puppies. I mean, I cannot believe that they had insects eating the beagles alive.
Lady L, he's satanic. He's satanic. This guy, He needs to be kicked out and put out someplace. He's been a miserable son of a bitch ever since this whole thing started, which he started, which I said a long time ago, and everybody laughed at me, to get rid of Trump and take the economy down and take over. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. But anyway, back to this. According to The Hill, the beagles were infected with disease-causing parasites to test an experimental drug on them. The experiment transpired in Tunisia, North Africa, a North African laboratory, where as many as 44, listen to this, 44 beagle puppies endured what Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican out of South Carolina, referred to as cruel and reprehensible misuse of taxpayer funds. They're using our money to kill puppies.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Taking away their bark and all of that. I mean, by the time I got through with this article, I was in tears.
They actually cut the vocal cords so they wouldn't hear the crying of these poor dogs.
That's horrible.
This guy is such a sick bastard. And you know, Renegade Nation, we've been talking about this, and everybody goes, da, 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 and he keeps on keeping it on, and they keep him in there. Can you get the picture now? They keep this guy in power? Well, who's he sucking? I mean, who's doing what here?
It's cruel. It was cruel what they did to those animals. And Fauci already, they were trying to put him in jail for 5 years. I wonder what happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Right back into lying as usual and coming up with these puppies. And we had heard this a long time ago, but it got squished because of that big tech. That's why the people from...
Facebook.
No, the people that... were here from Indiana the other day, and they didn't know anything about it because of big tech. Big tech just seems like it shuts the door down, and over the half of the people that we know, they don't know anything.
Well, Renegade Nation, notice that Facebook is now getting beat up, and there's all kind of stuff going on. They cut out the conservative voices like Breitbart, InfoWars, Renegade. We happen to be a part of that. In fact, Alex Jones got kicked off. When they kick you off, you know they're afraid of something, and they want to put out all this garbage that they're trying to manipulate people's minds. You have to understand, now this story came out, and I can guarantee you when it came out, it was crushed by Facebook. Okay, Facebook is, all it is a big multi-level that makes a lot of money, and they have all this nonsense, but I don't want to get into that Facebook garbage right now. I've been hardcore with Facebook for years and years, and so have a lot of other people. I even hate being on there. I put this show up, and when I put this show up on Renegade, you know how many hits it gets? It gets 3, maybe 4. Oh, but we had 500,000 downloads this month alone. So what does that tell you?
That we're successful. Thank you, fans. Anyway, I love you.
Back to this. The investigators show that Fauci's NIH division shipped part of a $375,800 grant to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages. Let me repeat this to you. To drug the beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive.
Mean. Seem like it's a mean boy instead of mean girls.
And this is coming from White Coat Waste, told Changing America. They also locked the beagles alone in cages in the desert overnight for 9 consecutive nights to use them as bait to attract infectious sandflies. How cruel. And look what he did to the world with this COVID. This guy is a Satan. He's a Satanist, and he needs to go. And I hope I will be talking to my UFO buddies, because I have to go to the ship tonight. Might not be back till Wednesday, but we'll see.
Wow. No, I mean, they've been letting Dr. Anthony Fauci just exist, and no one respects him. I mean, wear one mask, wear two masks, wear three masks, inside and outside.
Oh, I put a joke up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. When nobody's in the house and you're going to take a shower, you can take off your mask.
And it's so stupid, because when you are in your house, you are not, I repeat, you are not going to have a mask on unless you are going to have someone come that you don't know, or a friend of a friend. You may put your mask on in fear that they may be infected.
Renegade Nation, the only thing that Fauci is missing is that swastika armband around the sleeve of his lab coat.
You're right, because they keep letting him get by just like Biden. I guess all of them going to continue.
But see, you have to understand something, Lady Ellen, Renegade Nation. Do not forget that this was not just one individual. This is one of the elites that was able to gain control of the entire staff and power of one your governmental institutions. They use your tax dollars for this and for research in China, and the results of which we are dealing with right now. And they are using the power of your own government now to deconstruct your own nation. That's what they want. Now, that's why it's called Renegade. But look what we've been through over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Look at the border. Look at the inflation.
Look at education.
And I'm telling you right now, Renegade Nation, I hope this is the worst Christmas ever. You deserve the worst Christmas, because when it happens... And
but
you
I don't want to have a bad Christmas.
When you can't get your toys because of the lockup over at the two ports of Long Beach and ports of Los Angeles. When you see that and all this mess that's going on that was caused by him, and the reason for that, this is my take on it, with this COVID crap and this idiot, what's his name? I forgot his name already.
Fauci.
Yeah, Dr. Frankenstein. He is
Dr. Frankenstein. It's a flip-flop.
They're doing this to keep the COVID thing going.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Right. They want to scare you into socialism. That's what it is. I told
you
to do what I said, and I meant it.
Fauci, the puppy torturing freak, demands you get jabbed and wear a mask because Americans are just lab rats who pay him for the privilege. Well, when we the people awaken to our horrible estate and rekindle the flame of liberty, look out, brother, because you won't be here. But you know what? I got other things going on with the aliens, so...
Yes, you already have your protection.
I'm already protected.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I'm 153 years old.
Yeah, right. You don't look a day old.
You want to see the real me?
No,
I don't. You don't want to see that?
No, Jose.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go to D.C. and show them the real thing.
Oh. You're going to scare everybody into socialism, period.
Well, you know what? They may not.
You're going to do their job for them.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything for them. This may take Fauci down, not the millions affected by funding bioweapons, but the torture of animals. It reminds me of how Cuomo got rid of thousands of old people without consequence, but got canned for unwanted kisses.
Yeah. Now, you said, got that right, because that was terrible. Every time I think about how that big ship was there, and he didn't use not one bed. It was just sad.
And have you noticed, Lady L? Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about Cuomo anymore.
That's bad news.
Dude, they protect themselves. They protect them. They got Joey, and they got all their people, and they're all together having sex in a mansion.
All right, Dad.
I know. And they're all safe.
All right, Dad. They safe, all right. Don't hear nothing about Cuomo. Cuomo is gone.
The Cuomo saga shows how mentally and spiritually diseased our pedo-Marxist elites are. All-time number one American mass murderer brags about the world's worst management of the pandemic but gets fired for aggressive flirting. In other COVID-related crimes against humanity, the left appeared to be working as a massive campaign to suppress ivermectin for political and financial reasons. It looks like the use of the drug costing a few pennies for a daily dose would wipe out COVID in India, but it's hard to find other explanations, Renegade Nation. That's, you got this low vaccination rate there. Note that in the article about the COVID pandemic in India, Wikipedia simply cuts off their stats and charts after the beginning of August. Well, wonder why is that? It's because they have no explanation for the collapse of COVID except for the unmentionable. There you go. This was set up upon us, and I'm going to tell you again. It's a cover-up.
Yeah.
They have tried. They took down Trump. They ruined the economy. They hated Trump. Ever since Trump got in there, they hated his fucking guts. And you know what? Now you're starting to see why. They wanted to take over the economy. Look at the mess we're in right now.
We are in a mess.
These so-called smart people, the elitists, the shitheads, whatever they call themselves. But Obama can have a party with no mask and everybody's okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's okay. You go have a party and do that, you'll be arrested and thrown in jail.
But Piglet Pelosi, she had a party
with
all the old heads. And not one person had masks on except for the waiters.
Remember that? No, everybody forgets about those things. Thank you for remembering
and
that.
And then Cuomo, before they got rid of him, he went to some fancy-wancy place, and this was at the very beginning of COVID, and nobody had on a mask, and I think the plate was like $400 or something a person. They were laughing and having a good time while we were walking around looking like aliens with our mask on. It's just, you know, it's just weird. It's for thee, but not for me. You know, yep. They can do it. They can wear, they can be maskless, but we got to wear masks. And oh, don't mention the border. All these people are coming in with no COVID shot. But you go to Hawaii, a lot of people go over there and get put in jail, because if you think you are going to not get vaccinated and be in Hawaii, oh no. Hey, they got dogs sniffing your butts over there.
Now, think about it. No, stop. Mm-hmm. Lady, think about it.
Yeah.
You go to Hawaii and you have to go through all of this nonsense to get in there. You have
nonsense.
To upload your vaccination card, and you have to do this, and you got to be verified, and then they let you in. And then when you come back, you're already vaccinated. When you get on the plane, you have to wear a mask again. Why do I have to wear a mask if everybody was vaccinated? Now, I want you to listen to one thing.
Yes.
They're letting all these morons in.
Yeah.
With COVID, no testing, no nothing.
Measles.
But yet you have to obey who? Who do you have to obey? You don't have to obey anybody. You are here. You came from your mother and your father. You can do whatever the hell you want. You don't need to listen to these so-called smart people. They're all dumbasses.
Yeah, but if you don't put on your mask, then you'll get arrested.
Not me.
They are arresting people on planes and trains. And they, I mean, look at Australia. But they are fighting their butts off.
But think about how stupid it is that you have to wear a mask to go to the grocery store, but these idiots are coming in from the border, which this is all set up too.
With HIV.
But they're letting them all in.
HIV.
HIV. Yeah. You have a lot of diseases
measles.
Coming through. But no, let's get back to the COVID. They're not testing them for any COVID. They're coming right in. But you have to wear a mask.
But one of the Border Patrol person said, he asked several of them if they wanted the COVID shot, and they said, I don't want that. So they've heard about it. They know it's deadly, and they won't take it. So that's something that you got to really look at. Wait a minute. They talking about booster shots for us, and here they don't have anything, and they're going to come and sit in your classroom, teachers, with nothing, no COVID shot, no nothing. You are going to die or be sick. That's why a lot of them are quitting.
Well, with Dr. Frankenstein with his puppies and his beagles.
But
you know what?
Terrible.
Getting back, you know, he is a sick. I mean, I'm going to Renegade Nation. Let's just get something straight.
Yes.
They are absolutely, unequivocally, the sickest people on this planet.
Stupid.
And they're making us all sick.
Yep.
Think about how nasty they are. But things will change. You'll
see. But they got to be laughing, because America is always last.
Yeah, that's right. You said that first. Everybody uses that now.
I know.
You know.
I'm so proud of myself.
But she's saying you get no credit for it. But everybody listens to us. Everybody listens to me because I'm important. I'm somebody. I'm up here. And when I say something or you say something, they steal it.
Yeah, well, that's...
Even Fox News with Hannity saying America last. You did that. You said that.
Yes, but that's the renegade in us. Everybody copies us.
All right. You know what? I'm going to get out of here. I need to have a drink and smoke some pot and put my mask on. I wear my mask to bed now.
Oh, no. Get real.
And when I'm on the toilet, too.
Oh, no, that's just information that I don't need to hear.
All right. We're going to get out of here. Renegade Nation, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Anything you need to say before we go, Lady L?
Bye, fans.